Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner, where uncommon thinkers gather in a common space.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. To say that we have lost our momentum that we had at the beginning of the week for the fiscal cliff talks is an understatement. A lot of finger pointing, a lot of press conferences, a lot of photo ops on both sides. President Obama, I went to a factory today, in a toy factory in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. And he basically said that, kind of pointing out that he thinks in so many words that the Republicans are basically going to give us a Scrooge Christmas with some coal in our stockings.
Of course, Santa delivers everywhere. I've been keeping my own naughty and nice list for Washington. So you should keep your eye on who gets some connects this year. There are going to be some members of Congress who get them and some who don't.
Hope his list isn't like the one Nixon kept a few years ago. It's always dangerous when a president keeps a list, isn't it? All right, John Boehner, you love those cameras too. He was in front of the press today at the Capitol saying Republicans are determined to keep income tax rates for the wealthiest 2% of Americans from going up.
We're willing to put revenues on the table, but revenues that come from closing loopholes, getting rid of special interest deductions, and not raising rates. And the president's tax increase would be another crippling blow for them while doing little to nothing to solve the bigger problem here, which is our national deficit and our national debt.
And Chuck Schumer, Democratic senator from New York, says other Republican voices are recognizing the reality the GOP is going to have to bend on allowing those tax rates to go up.
The election said raise the top rates on the highest income people. And our democracy still works well enough that they're going to have no choice but to go along with that. It's a telltale week when two bona fide card-carrying members of the hard right, Senator Toomey and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, said it wouldn't be a violation of the Republican tax pledge to extend a subset of the Bush tax cuts.
Let's take you out to Los Angeles now and Larry Elder, radio talk show host and author of the new book, Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. Larry, is your brain blowing up hearing all of these guys going back and forth? I mean, here we go again.
Well, Michael, there's a method to Obama's madness. And I think that it's just bizarre to me how many people don't seem to get it. They want this fiscal cliff. Howard Dean was on, I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell's show last night, saying that very thing. And don't forget, this is a guy who's a former chair of the DNC. Don't think he isn't plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is the best deal we're going to get. We're going to get dramatic cuts in defense. We're going to get high taxes on the rich. And once the Republicans are weakened, they didn't quite say this way, but this is what they meant. Once Republicans are weakened, the economy's bad, they're going to be blamed the way Gingrich and Republicans were back in the 90s. And Republicans will then be forced to raise, to extend taxes for everybody other than the rich. That's what they want. That's what they're trying to do. And this proposal, in quotes, by Geithner is simply something to let the American people think that Obama is trying to reach some sort of compromise. But their end game is to put this thing in the fiscal cliff, get the Republicans over a barrel. They've got to now extend taxes for everybody other than the top 2%. They'll get what they want.
You think he's playing chicken?
I think he's playing poker. This is what he wants. This is the end game. The alternative is for Republicans to blink and raise tax rates, in which case they're all going to be primaried, and they know it. They can't do that. And Obama knows they can't do that.
We're talking with Larry Elder, radio talk show host in Los Angeles, about the, I'm using air quotes, always works great on radio, the fiscal cliff talks. But
right.
Most of these talks really are President Obama standing in front of a camera at some photo op and the speaker standing up going, yeah, things aren't going very good. One of the things, too, that I don't think both of these guys are really catching on to, or maybe they don't care, is that the market twitches every time a microphone opens up and they speak.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it, Michael? It reminds me of when Marion Barry was mayor of Washington, D.C.
Dear
and the crime
God.
Rate was high, and he said, the crime rate isn't that bad except for all the killings. Well, this is wonderful politics except for the fact that we've got an economy where people are going to be suffering and where jobs are going to be lost. Ernst & Young says that if you don't extend tax rates for everybody, including the top 2%, you're talking about 700,000 jobs that are going to be destroyed. And even the CBO says if you don't extend tax cuts for everybody, you're going to cost about a quarter percentage point in